Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Sylvia Murillo with One West Bank. Who am I speaking to?
This is a third-party call center. We provide customer service for different companies and products. Have you been charged, ma'am?
Yes. So this client has been charged the amount of, one second. What would you like me to give you? The card number, phone number, email? What would you like?
Can I get the customer zip code so I can pull up the account?
Yes, definitely. It is 90066 Maria Pulido.
Okay. And can you verify their address for security purposes?
5000 South Sentinela Avenue, apartment 219, Los Angeles, California, 90066.
Yes, ma'am. We have a different address on file.
Oh, but do you have the same name?
Yes, ma'am. Is PULIDOGELA at AOL.com their email address?
Oh, let me take a look. One second, and I'll tell you in a minute. Oh my God. Hold on a sec, okay? Let me just go to a different profile. Okay, can you give me that email address one more time?
Yes, ma'am. PULIDOGELA at AOL.com.
Okay, because I have Maria7Elliott at gmail.com. So we have a different email address.
Okay.
And we have a different.
Yes, ma'am. It's 310-980-8940, their phone number.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you give that to me? I wasn't paying attention.
Yes, ma'am. 310-980-8940.
That's our phone number.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like they've been using the information from their preschool that they probably work at.
Makes sense.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
So this charge for $39.89?
Yes, ma'am. So
go ahead.
So on the 6th of November, she took a survey or entered a contest for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. By doing that, it automatically enrolled her into our Bytub Meal Planner app, which is an app that provides meal plans and recipes to help her cook better and eat better. We sent it to the email address we have on file as PULIDOGELA at AOL.com. That's why she was charged $39.99.
But when did you say she started? On November the 6th?
Yes, ma'am.
So she answered a survey and entered into this trial, correct?
Yes, she entered into a meal planner app.
Meal planner app. Meal planner app. Is there any way that you can cancel and issue a refund?
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am.
Sure. Thank you. Take your time.
Let me see what I can do.
I appreciate it. If not, I'll just have her contact you guys directly. Hey, I apologize for my dog. I'm working remotely from home.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. Give me one moment to get this account canceled.
Sure. Please take your time.
Okay, ma'am. So I did go ahead and get that account canceled. Unfortunately, when the customer created the account, They went under 3D verification screening, saying that the charges were not fraudulent, so we won't be able to issue a refund.
A 3D, what did you call it? A
A
3D
3D
what?
verification parameter where they had to check off that the charge was not fraudulent.
Oh my God, can you do me a favor? Can you repeat that address that you have on file? Was it 11828 West Washington Boulevard, Los Angeles, California?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh yeah, I do see that address on her file. Well, it matches here. You know what? If she has any other questions, I'm just gonna refer her back to you guys and just tell her that it has been canceled. Do you have a cancellation reference number?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Sure, thank you.
So it's going to be the letter C as in cat, 920.
Okay.
356-842.
Could I ask you one quick question? You know how you said she's using the preschool. What did you mean by that? Because I wrote preschool, but I don't know what you were telling me about the preschool.
Yes, ma'am. So the first address you gave me, it wasn't the address
Matching,
we had on
matching.
file. So under her address, it says preschool. So I'm assuming this is an address to a preschool that she works at. She uses this address. I'm not sure.
Got it. Got it. Okay, because I was like, hey, what does she mean by that? I
Yes,
so
ma'am.
appreciate your time and patience. And just for my information, can I get your name?
My name is Brianna.
Okay, Brianna, thanks a million. Have an awesome weekend.
Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.